One of the things that's really striking about our state is that we don't have a state plan to prevent child abuse and neglect, and local communities don't have plans in place to prevent abuse. And I believe that when we fail to plan, we plan to fail our kids. And it's really important that we do that.
How do you prevent something that hasn't occurred yet? How do you know that it might occur? Are there characteristics that you can identify in people or communities?
Absolutely. We know that there are lots of risk factors that include families that are under a lot of stress, families that have experienced abuse and neglect among parents when they were growing up. There are a wide range of risk factors. We also know that there are protective factors that we can be looking for to support and strengthen families. So things like making sure families have access to basic services, access to health care, a safe, stable place to live, access to food on their tables. Those are the kind of economic stresses that can place a family at risk. Also, families that are isolated. People who don't have a strong support network often really struggle. And then parents that don't know much about child development or have had experience with good parenting skills.